up, Supes?
Wow, it's Batman, and he's at my house right now. What are you doing here?
Don't worry about it, Doug. I'm not here to throw down or anything.
No, I would crush you.
Okay, sure. Hey, listen, thank me later, but I just happen to be in the hood, and I figured that you could probably use the... company. Wait a minute. Are you having the 57th annual Justice League anniversary party without me?
No!
There must have been some mistake with the email. That's crazy, man.
Totally, yes. Email mistakes happen all the time. Sometimes I don't get Superman's emails for years.
Great point, GL. Great point. All right. Well, that clears up everything, right? Enjoy the party, bro. Hit it, DJ. Wonder Dog.
Hey, Batman. You want to take a quick pic?
Sure. Where do you want me?
Right there's perfect. Here's the camera.
Oh.
Okay, party people, get together.
Yeah. Everybody say
Super Friends.
Childhood's joy.
Hello and welcome to another installment of Where Does He Get Those Wonderful Toys, or Those Wonderful Toys for short, on Fire and Water Presents. I'm your host, Chris Franklin.
And I'm Danny Franklin, his daughter.
Yes, my daughter, or mine and Cindy's daughter, Danny, is joining us today. Well, joining me today. Me and Danny have a snow day here. We just thought we would talk about the recent additions to the Lego Batman movie line that Lego has recently released. We did a Supermates episode last year where we reviewed the Lego Batman movie, and we talked about all the toys that had come out or were coming out then, and Danny had a ton of them then, and now she's got another ton of them. She doesn't have everything in the line, but she's got dang near close to it, and of the recent releases, she's got quite a few, and there's some deep dives here for listeners of the Fire and Water Podcast Network that are, of the Bronze Age to post-crisis variety of fans. There's a lot of love in these toys. So let's start out. We kind of go in chronological order. For Christmas, you got the Joker Manor set, which is humongous.
Yes.
This is a humongous set. It's basically, if you've seen the Lego Batman movie, spoilers for the Lego Batman movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it and you're concerned about the storyline, you might want to skip this episode till you watch it. We're not going to go too deep, but just, you know, revelations of what characters are in it and things like that. So the Joker Manor playset, I've got the Lego catalog here I'm looking at, and because Danny didn't really want to, we didn't really want to bring the huge Joker Manor playset in here to the table. Of course, it's basically Wayne Manor that's been Jokerized with the Sauron eye up top.
Yeah, and the funny part is there's the theater part, and it's Forever Separating Two is one of the movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like where Batman's watching Jerry Maguire in the movie.
Yeah.
In the actual movie. But what's really cool about this, you get some more deep dive figures. You get the disco white suited versions of Batman, Robin, Batgirl, and the Joker, which is cool. You get the another figure of the Joker, of course, a regular figure of the Joker. You get Barbara Gordon as police commissioner. You get a regular Batman, black-suited Batman. But the two that are really the most interesting for me in particular is you get the Lego Batman movie version of Nightwing, which is Robin in a Batman costume with big old bat wings and shoulder pads.
And it's molded to be tilted.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it doesn't fit him right. That's cool. That's a nice little detail.
Yeah.
So you got that. But the best thing, I think, in this is you've got Alfred in his Batman 66 costume, the Adam West costume.
Yeah, and he's like, Mr. 66.
Yeah, which of course harkens back to when Alfred would wear the Batman costume on the 66 TV series and hilarity would ensue because skinny Alan Napier in the Batman costume was quite a sight to behold. And also, when she got that, she got two little exclusives of Batman's got a white
disco
Batman that's got a gold cowl and a gold LeMay cape with basically a white vest and white pants and purple shirt for like going to the disco, and then a clown Batman with a red cowl and green cape, and he kind of looks like the Zurinah Batman or something. He's weird looking. So that was really cool. But here lately, you know, new product has been hitting the shelves at Targets and Walmarts. It always amazes me that all these new toys come out right after Christmas. It's like, really? You couldn't have got it out like the month before. But anyway, so she's picked up a few things. Like last week, you found a couple of sets. You got the, what's this thing called with the truck with Harley Quinn? What's it called? I'm getting the official name. Harley Quinn Cannonball Attack.
And it comes with the Phantom Zone projector. So if you don't want to get the Arkham Asylum, you can just get that. And that's only $50.
Right, yeah. The Phantom Zone projector came with the Arkham Asylum set, which is something you don't, one of the few sets you don't have, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool about this one is that it's got, you know, it's got this truck that's got a cannon on the back that actually launches the Harley figure. She's dressed in like a Daredevil type, not Daredevil, the Marvel hero, but like a circus Daredevil costume, a human cannonball costume. Comes with Batgirl, and as Danny says, it's got the Phantom Zone projector from the movie, which is really cool. But the coolest thing about this is it's got both Crazy Quilt and one of my personal favorites, who we've covered on this show before, the Gentleman Ghost.
Gentleman Jim, you have returned once more.
Yes, Scrooge, and thank you for finding a way to raise me again. Now to devote my entire energies to revenge.
In Lego form. And the Gentleman Ghost, and you're thinking, well, how did they do the Gentleman Ghost? They gave him a clear Lego head, transparent Lego head, except they printed his monocle on it. So it really does kind of look like his hat's just floating there. It's really sharp. And he's got his cane, and it's really, really cool. It's a really cool figure. And the Crazy Quilt, he's got a little more red than orange than the comics, but, I mean, it's Crazy Quilt. I mean, they actually made a figure of Crazy Quilt. He's got the little pencil-thin mustache, the Salvador Dali mustache. He's got, you know, the chiclet pattern on his costume, and he's got shoulder pads and a helmet, which I think were from some other Lego thing, because we found a blue helmet like that, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Lego's good at reusing parts that they already have, but which is, you know, how they've made money all these years. Who would ever thought you'd get Crazy Quilt and Gentleman Ghost? I mean, I know they were in the movie, but wow, that was a cool deep dive. Another set that you got, what tell us about that set?
You mean Egghead Mech Food Fight?
Yes.
Okay. Vincent Price in Lego form.
Yes. Yes, it's Egghead, Vincent Price, in Lego form. He's got, and they've given him an extra extended dome to give him his egg head up top. And he's in his, you know, TV show, 66 TV show accurate suit, his white tux with the yellow accents. He comes with a mech, which I actually thought they missed a beat here, because it's basically like an exo suit. So they could have called it Egghead's exo suit. You know, because obviously one of the things that Vincent Price did as Egghead was mix excellent and exactly with the word egg. You know, he'd say exactly and things like that. So,
well, I for one am egg-zausted. It's been a trying day, and I must rest my fantastic brain for tonight.
I think they missed a beat there, but maybe they didn't want to, you know, get in trouble with Ego.
Yeah,
maybe.
And I actually figured out how to put a motor on it and make the claw move. You can do it with your hand, but I figured out how to do it with a motor.
Yeah, Danny got a set of Lego motors for Christmas, and on her own, she attached one of the motors to this mech suit, so the claw hand will spin around automatically and very fast. Actually, it's really cool.
Yeah.
But this thing's cool. I mean, it's totally absurd. This was actually in the movie too, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, and it also comes with Condom King.
Yeah, we'll get to Condom King. All right. But I was just going to talk about it. It's got a chicken in the back that's in this dome and this cylinder, and he's basically this or her actually, it's obviously a hen, is laying eggs, and then the eggs, like, it's got these tubes and it shoots, it actually launches like fried eggs. There it went. Mm-hmm. You heard that? This is real audio, folks. It launches. It launches eggs at Batman, and it came with Batman, of course, black suited Batman, and it came with a very deep dive, the Condiment King, who was originally, of course, from the animated series, you know, as a joke villain in that one episode with the Joker and the comedians and all that, and you know, it's a very accurate Condiment King. He's got his tidy whities on the outside of his costume. He's got his guns that actually do shoot little red and yellow projectiles that are supposed to be his ketchup and mustard guns.
Yeah, but in the movie, it looks like the smoothie piece is from Lego, but they wanted kids to be able to shoot it, so they changed it.
Oh, okay, okay. Another set that Danny got, which is just, this is one that really just blows my mind, is the, let's see, I'm going to get the name right. Where is it at in the catalog? The Justice League Anniversary Party, which is, of course, from the scene where Batman shows up at the Fortress of Solitude, and the Justice League is having an anniversary party that he was not invited to. it comes with it's like a banner. It's like a DJ stand with a dance floor and speakers there's streamers with lights and set up, and it's really cool. But the cool thing is the figures it comes with. It comes with Superman, which, okay, sure.
Yeah, the exclusive part of him, and he's like, oh, hi, Batman. He's like, wait.
But yeah, he's got the nervous, awkward face on Superman for when Batman shows up uninvited to the party. But the really cool thing about this is it comes with some really super deep dive characters. It comes with Green Arrow in his Neil Adams type costume that was seen in the movie, which is great, it comes with the typical Lego bow and quiver set that they probably gave the Robin Hood and figures back in the Knights days when they did a lot of Lego Knights and things. But it also comes with Hot Girl, and Hot Girl actually came with two sets of wings, didn't she?
Yeah, she came with a spread one, and you can pretend she's flying, or a one where she's just like standing, which we have on right now.
Now, the Hawk Girl mask is like a reuse of the Hawkman mask that they've already had out. So it's not got that unique Hawk Girl mask. But, you know, at this scale, I don't know if it really even matters. But it's definitely Hawk Girl, not Hawkman. You can see her mid-drift. And so it's more like the Kendra Saunders Hawk Girl from the early 2000s. But the two figures that really blow my mind are El Dorado. Yes, El Dorado from the Super Friends.
We're on our way, amigo.
And Wonder Dog from the Super Friends, who is the DJ.
Yeah, and you can put a human or the dog on there as a DJ.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, and it's got turntables with, oddly enough, the records on the turntable have bat symbols, even though Batman wasn't invited. But, yeah, and it shows, the picture shows El Dorado breakdancing on his head in the catalog. But yeah, El Dorado, I mean, the detail on El Dorado, he's got all the, I don't know if it was Aztec or Mayan. I can't remember which one it was supposed to be. But he's got all that, you know, sun-looking detail on his collar thing and his belt. I mean, and he's ripped. He's got abs for days. But and he makes a really cool-looking Lego figure because of the red, green, and yellow in his costume. So I've always liked El Dorado. I've always thought he was kind of cool. He had cool powers. I know people think he was like he basically was a stand-in for Martian Manhunter with the powers he had. It was when I saw that they were coming out with this and that El Dorado was in it, I was just like, wow. I mean, wow, just wow. So that brings us to, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. The dance floor on the dance floor on this thing spins manually. But again, Danny hooked up her motor to it. And so it'll actually,
you want to turn it on?
Yeah, you can turn it on. it'll actually spin now because she put a motor on it. So you can put the figures on there and they are really getting it dancing. It spins either way. So this is Danny customizing things. Mm-hmm. Now, just yesterday, Cindy and Danny went to our local Walmart.
And can I tell a story?
Yeah, you can tell a story.
Okay, and they had literally just put the box down of the Lego minifigures, and I started to feel them. And for about 40 minutes, I felt them, and guess what? I got every single one right.
Right. These are blind packaged. We talked about this before. They're blind packaged, all the Lego minifigures that they put out like that. You can't tell which figure you're getting. And unlike some other blind package figures like, say, the Imaginext series of figures, which you can look up the codes online. There's codes on the back, and you can find out which code matches which figure. There's really no way to tell the Legos other than to feel the package. And last year, me and Danny watched a video on that on YouTube. And from then on, you know, we spent the next several months feeling packages of Lego Batman figures from Series 1 until we found all the characters she wanted. This time, like she said, she found a whole new box of them, and she felt them and got every single one. All 20 figures, never got a repeat. So, I mean, that's impressive. I was impressed, and I'll be honest, I was glad. I've done my fair share of feeling for Legos. I'm glad Cindy had to suffer through it this time. No offense. So, I was at work. But real quick, we'll run through some of the figures that aren't, you know, that are more of the Lego Batman variety that aren't quite as maybe of interest to our listeners here. But there's a Disco Harley and a Disco Alfred in the white outfit, like that match the ones from the Joker Manor.
Yeah.
There is Alfred on the beach. He's got a little champagne glass, looks like, and a big cherry. There's a Joker on the beach with a duck flotation swim ring, really cool looking translucent
popsicle,
and he's got a camera, which, yeah, for comic book fans, Joker and a camera, I don't know about that in the kid-friendly zone. I'm not going to explain that to you, but anyway. Batman is basically like Baywatch Batman. He comes with a little red lifeguard flotation thing.
And a dolphin.
It comes with a dolphin.
That was the easiest one.
Because you could feel the dolphin.
Yes.
In the package.
It was so bumpy.
Yes. And Batman's got little black Speedos with a gold bat symbol on the band. He's got goggles on his cowl. And other than that, he doesn't have anything on. Beach Robin, or I guess he's Robin because, like you said, he's got the green goggles instead of the flesh colored.
Yeah.
He's got a boombox and an ice cream cone, and he's got a Hawaiian shirt that's got covered in actual robins, the birds, Robin, all over it. Another weird one is Mermaid Batman, and it's like Batman with a fish tail, and he's got, shell bikini top covering his pecs, which is weird. He comes with the trident that pretty much all Aquaman and that type of thing.
Yeah, and this is my favorite one, and this is literally the last one I wanted, and it was the one I wanted the most, which I was like, ugh! And guess what? It has 1966 Batman on it, and it is Batgirl. And while she's getting the costume, Batman is Batman is shooting her with the bat mech. And this is actually what he says.
The Bat merch cannon, right?
Yeah, Bat merch. There you go. And Batman calls it Soccer Mom, but it says number one Batman fan club, and it has 1966 Batman on it. And her hood is tilted, and her mask is kind of like the one from the Ultimate Batmobile from Alfred. And then you have two Bat Bucks. Yeah, Bat Bucks. And, yeah.
Bat Dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's from it. And if you watch, after he leaves the orphanage, he leaves a trail of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's definitely from the movie. And then they had a Batgirl beach figure we forgot to mention that she comes with a surfboard that kind of looks like
the one from 1966.
Yeah, Adam West's Bat surfboard. But besides those, there are some really, really cool comic and Super Friends inspired figures in this series. For the Super Friends, I mean, this is just blows my mind and makes me smile. They have the Wonder Twins, Zan and Jaina.
It's the Teen Trouble Alert.
Metropolis Airstrip calling the Wonder Twins. Two boys took a plane whose engine could go out at any minute. The plane's radio is dead, and we can't warn them of the danger.
We'll get right on it.
Come on, let's stop those kids before they cause any more trouble. Wonder Twin powers, activate! Shape of an eagle!
Form of water!
And Zan had, there's actually a printed piece of his face on a piece of water.
Right, and he comes with a bucket. So Jaina can change into an eagle and carry him in the bucket. Although, oddly enough, Jaina does not come with an eagle or any animal she changes into.
Or you can use the dolphin from the Batman.
That's true, yeah. But she comes with a record and a record sleeve that says 24 party songs, top 24 party songs. So obviously she's supposed to be hanging out at the Justice League party, which is, of course, where we saw them in the movie. Mm-hmm. In addition to those, we have two more of the ethnically diverse created for TV Super Friends. We have Black Vulcan.
Looks like we've got a job to do, Aquaman.
Right, Black Vulcan. Let's go.
Black Vulcan! In seconds, the Black Vulcan is on his way in a flash of lightning, while Aquaman races across the choppy seas in his aqua scooter.
Which Danny keeps wanting to call Black Lightning because all the commercials for the new TV show, which I'm sure Tony Isabella's real happy about. But Black Vulcan's, he looks really sharp, looks just like the Super Friends cartoon. They used a Flash, reused a Flash helmet,
yep.
Painted it, and it really worked. And he comes with two lightning bolts that he can hold in his hand, like he's shooting lightning bolts. And he's got the shorts on, showing his bare legs, which, as most fans know, for a while, Black Lightning was completely covered in dark blue from head to toe, and then later they made him have shorts, I guess, to show more of his skin, to show that he was African-American. I guess that's why they did it. I have no idea. And then another Super Friends figure we have is Apache Chief.
It's time to fight size with size. In neck chop!
Who's really cool. He's got a really cool, his hair's...
That's what I felt.
Oh, you felt his hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, his long hair that hangs over his shoulders. It's got the headband on it. I mean, he's very Super Friends accurate. Of course, he doesn't grow, you know, so no neck chalk. But the accessory he comes in with, me and Danny are still debating. It looks like a film strip.
But I believe the Wonder Twins monkey is on there attacking him.
I can't see. It's printed so small. Maybe it's a bear that's attacking him.
No, it's a monkey because it has it like this, and I know what the Lego monkeys look like, and it has a utility belt.
Okay, I can't really tell. It's so small. It's my old eyes just can't detect what that is exactly. But yeah, those were, so you know, put those with El Dorado, and you've pretty much got, okay, here's what we're missing. We're missing Gleek. We got the Wonder Twins and no Gleek, and oddly enough, we've got Wonder Dog and no Wendy and Marvin, which is kind of weird. And poor Samurai, the only left out ethnically diverse, created for TV Super Friend that has not been made. Maybe,
but he was in the movie.
But he got a superpowers figure, so this is his comeuppance. You know, these guys, they were in development for superpowers figures, especially El Dorado, I think, was drawn up and prototyped for the next wave of superpowers. It never happened. So, you know, now these guys are getting their revenge. They're in the Lego set and Samurai isn't, so there you go. Some other cool comic. Well, before we get to the comic, media-wise, one that I think I'm going to have to pick up based on the fact that, you know, Superman the movie is my favorite movie of all time, and I do Superman Movie Minute with Rob Kelly on the Fire & Water Network, plug, obviously, is a figure of General Zod that looks pretty much exactly like Terrence Stamp.
General, would you care to step outside?
Superman,
thank God. I mean, get him! Come to me, son of Jor-El! kneel before Zod!
Except he has a Z on his back.
Yeah, he's got a Z on his back, but I mean, he's got the same outfit from the movies. He's got a newspaper, which oddly enough is the Gotham Gazette, not the Daily Planet.
Can I read it?
What's it say?
Okay. Kneel before Zod in polls. Candidate Neil wins on platform, will not enslave humanity, and he actually has heat vision eyes.
Oh, yeah. You can flip his head around, and he's got, you know, like a lot of the Legos, if you flip their head around, take their head, their hair off, flip their head around, they've got another face on the back, and he's got heat vision eyes. But yeah, it is a Terrence Stamp Lego General Zod. So, I mean, how cool is that? Kind of going with General Zod is Jor-El. Mm-hmm. And Jor-El, he's got the Marlon Brando vibe. He's in white. His hair and his eyebrows are kind of Brando-like. He does have a beard like the more modern comics have given Jor-El. And his robe has the pattern of the John Byrne Kryptonians.
He comes with a blue crystal.
Yeah, he's got the crystals, and he's got like a shoulder piece thing. So he's not exactly
and a
Superman symbol. So he's not exactly Brando, but definitely Brando inspired. So that is another one that can be categorized into a Superman the movie subset of these Lego figures. And then we've got one heroine in here that's straight from the comics, and I already posted this on Facebook. Danny was holding it for our pal Ryan Daly, but it is Black Canary, and she does have on fishnets. They printed the fishnet pattern on the front and the side of her legs. And what's her face?
She's screaming.
She's screaming on one side,
and then she's just like kind of like.
Yeah, she's got a regular face on one side. And screaming on the other. And she comes with a microphone. So this is...
Yeah, you build a stand. It's like a circle piece, a stick, a claw, and then you have your microphone.
Yeah, you can take the microphone off the stand, or it comes with the stand. Use the stand. And this, you know, of course, her having a microphone is a little bit like, her singing in Batman Brave and the Bold. And also from the most recent pre-Rebirth comic series that Ryan covered on Power of Fishnets. So that's cool. Then we have a bunch of Batman villains. Some of these are,
Killer Moth.
Some of them are Morts, and some of them are, you know, more villains that are, you know, got some cred, like, Killer Moth. Killer Moth is, they didn't quite do his helmet. He doesn't have the whole bug face. You can see his lower, you basically see the part of his face like you can see Batman's cowl, like around his mouth. But that's probably because they just reused parts. I bet you this is off a bee guy or something.
No, actually, they've already made this character before.
Oh, and the mini things, right? The mighty, what are the things in the little cars?
That and another big set with, that had like, it was like a farm, and it came with Scarecrow, I believe, too.
Oh, okay, you're right. So, yeah, but Killer Moth is, he's got his striped pants, he's got his moth, he's got his Coon gun or whatever that thing is that
it's,
you know,
it's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It looks like an old fashioned ray gun, but he's got that extra piece up top to make his helmet, and he's got translucent orange wings, which are really cool.
Yeah,
Danny wasn't sure about him, but it's one of those cases where the figure's just really cool looking.
You might as well get them all if you're gonna get so many of them.
Sure. Yeah. Another one they did that I kind of like is because I got a soft spot for him because one of my first Batman comics featured Dr. Phosphorus. And he looks like he might glow in the dark, but I don't think he does. We kind of tried him earlier. No. We'll try him again later, but I don't think he does.
I don't think so. If you look at the Scooby-Doo glow in the dark, no, it doesn't look like it.
But, it's basically, it's a, skeleton, black skeleton printed on a green radioactive-looking body. And he comes with, like, green radioactive flames. He's got his shorts. So he kind of looks like Blight from Batman Beyond, which of course, Blight was based on Dr. Phosphorus, so makes sense. We got Hugo Strange, who's, of course, he's not really a Mort, but one of Batman's earliest villains, Hugo Strange, who's got a really impressive beard. I mean, the beard is like a separate piece that slides over his neck, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got two flasks of some kind of chemical. And, that's what he looks like when you take the beard off. Okay, cool. And yeah, he, you know, it's basically like, I don't know, he looks like a mad Amish scientist or something.
Yeah.
But,
Amish beard for days.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I hope I didn't offend any Amish, but I doubt they're listening to this. Yeah, he's cool. He's in like a lab coat, and he's a really cool looking figure. He looks intense and scary. Of course, he got a lot of boost from the Arkham video games. And then lastly, but not leastly, is probably the weirdest figure in this bunch, because he's just one weird looking character. And that's the Clock King. And this is the Clock King in his classic Silver Age Green Arrow villain costume, blue with all the clocks on it. His Injustice League or Justice League Antarctica costume for you fans of Shag's JLI Bwahaha podcast. And he's got a big old clock face for a head.
And he has gears on the back.
And he's got gear. It's even got printed gears on the back.
And it's actually a little bit indented if you feel it, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, yeah, they really went to town on his clock face.
Yeah, and all of the minifigures have a base with the Batman symbol on it, and they didn't in the first series.
And he's got basically spears that are clock hands.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, as you can tell, they went real deep with this with this wave. I mean, you know, who would ever thought you'd get a Lego figure of the Wonder Twins or Clock King or El Dorado? I mean, wow. You know, so I hope they keep this line going. I hope there's a wave three. I hope we get Samurai so we can complete the Super Friends. And, yeah, even Wendy and Marvin, I guess.
You want to talk about these two sets?
Well, you go ahead and talk about them.
Okay, so the Bat Dune Buggy, which we don't have, but I wanted to talk about it because these are the only sets I really wanted. But, you know, like, he has, like, there's Captain Boomerang, and he has two boomerangs. And then you have Batman in a Dune Buggy.
Yeah, and Captain Boomerang's the classic, you know, Flash, Silver Age Captain Boomerang.
And then the Bat Space Shuttle, which is kind of cool. You can attach it to the Bat Cave from last year, and it comes with Dick Grayson, Batman, and Catwoman, and you get the fire suit, the reggae suit, that's the costume that Robin actually wears. He rips it off. He's like, rip!
Yep, the pants.
Yep, and then you get a space thing because you get a space shuttle. I mean, you need a space costume if you're going to have the space shuttle.
Right.
And you get a little boat.
Yep. So that those are, all these are showing up in stores now. You know, if you, are there any of these particular minifigures you want? Like we said, you might want to take a look at what comes with them. Feel around for
that's what I did.
Feel around for their, like, if you want Black Canary, feel around for her hair. Feel around for the microphone. If you want the Wonder Twins,
can I tell the ones you want that I felt?
Yeah. Okay. So you felt them. I didn't.
For Zan, right?
Yeah.
You feel for the bucket and his hair, and for
Jaina,
you feel for her hair, her box, and her record.
Yeah.
And let's see, Robin, the boombox. She was the hardest one. I couldn't feel her hair because it kind of felt like a ball, kind of. Harley Quinn, her hair. Merman Batman. You're going to look for the tail. Alfred, guitar. Swimming Batman, obviously, the dolphin, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Batgirl, the surfboard. This one, you're looking for
the Bat merch.
Yeah, the Bat merch one. You're going to look for the
Hoodie?
Yeah, Bat Hoodie, because that was the last one I found. Can't believe that. That's the one I wanted the most. Gee whiz. And then you're going to need, like, for the Joker, you're going to need the floaty. For the
Beach Alfred,
you're going to need his glass.
Mm-hmm.
For Jor-El, you're going to need, like, to feel kind of the crystal, maybe the hair.
And his shoulder harness thing.
Yeah, and then, like, Patchy Chief, his hair.
Black Vulcan.
Black
Vulcan.
You go feel his you know,
Flash mask.
And
the lightning bolts.
Yeah, and then for Zod, the square and his hair.
The newspaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but then for Killer Moth, the gun, the wings and kind of the hair.
Like the helmet.
Helmet, yeah, I said hair. And like Dai said, the hair for Black Canary. These vials for
Hugo Strange.
Yeah, and then that dude just
the flames.
Yeah, the flames for the.
Yeah, and Clock King, what you feel for him?
Clock King, these things.
Oh, the watch, the clock hands?
Yeah, that's what okay. I felt for.
Okay, or you could feel for his head, too, which, yeah. You know, is the cylinder.
And these are a little bit easier since they're so tall and you can feel them.
Okay. So that's it. That's just a quick rundown of new Lego Batman stuff with Danny. And with more comes out, we'll come back again. But we thought we'd share our excitement for these fun toys, and it's cool to have fun DC toys that are fun for kids, but also excite their dads who remember all these guys. So, yeah. So say goodbye, Danny.
Bye bye, and love Legos forever.
Bye.
Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman and Robin, Aquaman, Black Vulcan, Samurai. Apache Chief, El Dorado. Together they form the world's greatest force, dedicated to truth, peace, and justice for all mankind. These are the Super Friends.
Si, senor. A long stay behind bars should teach you never to toy with the Super Friends again.